earth, and sky.
If you could invent a new environmentally friendly city from scratch, where would you start?
Location is everything. So it's a little bit too nebulous to say that here's a ton of money and please give me a city from scratch. I think a lot of it would be based on where it is.
You are listening to architect and urban designer Mitchell Joachim.
Some of that might happen, for instance, on the moon or Mars. That would develop a totally, radically different city than saying, here's someplace in the center of Colorado, no one's here, and if we were to develop a city from scratch, what would that look like? So location would be first.
Second, you'd have to think about energy.
And how most of that energy can be sourced and be absolutely renewable. So we'd start from something from wind or harvesting rivers or solar situations. We can make this whole city completely independent of coal power or nuclear and run it on renewables.
Joachim said that there are many cities that stand as examples of ecologically sound urban development. For example, New York City.
New York City is one fabulous example that we're constantly learning from. So density, for instance, is an excellent thing about New York City, at least when it comes to the ecological or environmental implications. Also, public transportation. Was it 800 miles of New York City subway? Granted, the infrastructure is slightly decrepit, but it's still fantastic when it comes to mobility.
That was Mitchell Joachim, and we're Earth and Sky, a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.